News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Hello, I'm Larry Lee with the latest news on WSAU.com. The trial got underway today for Ashley Bauman. She's the Merrill woman that's accused of driving drunk, flipping a vehicle, and killing two of her passengers back in 2012. Special Prosecutor Tara Jenswell told the jury the facts and the evidence in the case would show that Bauman was behind the wheel when she flipped her vehicle. Defense Attorney Wright Laufenberg says there's too many questions in this case, and the evidence would instead show the other survivor, Jerrica Woller, was really driving. Bauman faces seven separate charges, including two counts of homicide by intoxicated use of a motor vehicle. The crash was June 7th of 2012, and it killed Jessica Hartwig and Misty Glish. The man who was accused of shooting two of his relatives over the weekend in court today, Kyle A. Schaefer of Wausau, accused of coming up the basement steps, opening the door, and firing upon his aunt and uncle, Patrick and Sandra Schmidt. The Schmidts are still hospitalized at Aspirus Wausau Hospital. Schaefer's facing two attempted homicide charges and three reckless endangerment charges. Deputy District Attorney Teresa Whetstone says they really don't know why.
In this case, it sounds like the defendant walked up the steps, opened the basement door, and began to shoot.
Schaefer's being held on a $1 million cash bond. Marathon County and Wausau police, together on a drug trafficking investigation, have arrested a man from Chicago, a 30-year-old male in possession of over 17 grams of heroin and 3 grams of cocaine. He was arrested on possession with intent to deliver on both of those drugs. There's a fire in the Hatley area this afternoon. We can tell you that there's smoke coming from the home on Highway 153. It's in the town of Reed. So far, no further details in this incident. The Madison judge that tried halting Wisconsin's public union bargaining limits is going to retire at the end of the month. Dane County Circuit Judge Mary Ann Sumi announced her plans today. Former Governor Tommy Thompson appointed her back in 1998. In 2011, Sumi ruled the Republican lawmakers broke the state open meetings law. She said a key committee did not give enough public notice before voting on the measure that had drawn thousands of protesters to the Capitol. The law virtually stripped most state and local public union workers of collective bargaining privileges. Conservative justices on the state Supreme Court overturned Sumi's ruling 2 months later, and the Act 10 law was allowed to take effect in summer of 2011. The law itself survived a number of court challenges. However, the state Supreme Court must still decide if Act 10 applies only to state workers and not local government and public school employees. About 2,400 gallons of diesel fuel that seeped into the ground after a train accident near Waterford will be cleaned up within 24 hours. That's according to the fire chief, Richard Mueller. He said the contaminated soil will most likely be dug out and replaced with different dirt. The accident happened last night in the Racine County town of Waterford. Officials said a Canadian National fuel train hit a piece of metal on a track and punctured a diesel tank. About 4,000 gallons were spilled. 1,600 of that was recovered. No one was hurt, and no area residents had to be evacuated. The company that brought us the famous Milwaukee Brewers Racing Sausages has been sold to a private equity firm in San Francisco. Tall Tree Foods, which is owned by Altamont Capital Partners, said today they bought Milwaukee-based Clement's Sausage. Terms not disclosed. They did say they'll keep the operations in Milwaukee. And oh yes, the sausage races will continue. It's not the only sausage deal happening. Wenzel Farm Sausage has been sold as well. Castlereagh LLC is the buyer there. The 65-year-old sausage business will continue operating in the Marshfield area with their existing management team and employees. By now, you know who Hank is, the mascot dog that the Brewers picked up in Phoenix, the stray dog that became famous. Somebody wants the dog on the school board. No kidding. Brown Deer had one write-in vote for Hank on the April 1st school board election. I don't think he's able to accept the nomination. The Storm Track 9 forecast from meteorologist Tony Schumacher tonight. Partly cloudy, look for a low of 35. Then partly cloudy and a bit breezy Tuesday, high of 61. It'll be cloudy on Tuesday night, rain and storms toward morning, low of 42. And then cloudy with rain likely, and maybe even some thunder Wednesday, high 57. Clouds and rain with thunder likely on Thursday as well, high 70. That's the latest news and weather. I'm Larry Lee on Central Wisconsin's Fox News Station, WSAU and WSAU.com.